Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for, I don't know, what the hell? It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1355 for Saturday, March 3rd, 2012. Tools! The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Vast Conference, the ultimate in professionalism, clarity, and flexibility for your conference calls, all at a low price. For two Vast Conference calls free with no commitment, go to vastconference.com and use the offer code Gizwiz.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Do not attempt to adjust. Wait a minute, are we recording? Okay, good. Do not attempt to adjust your dials. The following program is completely anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the anonymous Gizwiz program. You know,
Leo, you need to get out in the sun.
Who?
You look very pale.
Did you
anonymous
say
anonymous person? You need to get out in the sun.
Don't you love this? Isn't this great?
Yeah.
I ordered this online, and I actually, this for those of you listening, I'm wearing the V for Vendetta mask that Anonymous wears in protests. And it's just a great mask. But, you know, Chad came up to me and said, where'd you get that? I said, well, Amazon. He said, I've been trying to get that for months. Apparently, these things come on Amazon and they get sold out immediately. So I was just very lucky. It also came with a wig that's a little bit of a fright wig. But I do like the Zorro hat.
The hat came with it, too?
Yeah, I thought I was getting a cape.
Wow.
Let me see where the wig went. You know, I don't know where the wig went, Wom, but it's disappeared. So I just won't be able to wear the wig. You know? Did you borrow my? Oh, is it on the floor? Oh, that's not the no way to treat.
Oh,
a wig.
Oh, they're dusting with it. Oh yes. No!
The cleaning people probably thought it was the nude cleaning rags.
Oh, all right, let me Ozzy put this was on in love with it.
If it adds to the aura or not. I don't see. In my opinion, it's not a doesn't really add to the overall aura of the anonymous. I guess you're supposed to have the bangs.
Oh, that's pretty good, actually.
Does it look good? And then you wear the hat too with it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the tuft fell out. Okay. Now
I can tell you this: I don't think you'll ever have to serve jury duty again.
Oh! This is perfect. This is my new jury duty kit. You're brilliant, Dick.
Yeah.
You just show up for jury duty wearing an anonymous mask. I'd like to serve anonymously, please.
Yes. Because when I send him to the chair, I don't want him to know.
So, Dick, this today is an unusual day in New York City, I understand.
Yes, it is just about 60 degrees.
March is coming in like a lamb.
Yeah, and we just went through the warmest February on record.
Wow.
So maybe global warming is taking place, but it's pretty neat out. Pretty nice out.
Well, you know what that means. It's going to snow in July.
Probably.
We're going to have the coldest summer in record.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not. What's it doing out there?
It's pretty nice. I don't think it's as warm as it is in New York, but nothing is these days.
That's true.
No, I think we're like 61. So you're actually warmer.
About the same. Yeah, yeah. Well, 60 is.
Let me check. I don't ever go outside, but I have a phone.
I see. Okay.
Let me just see what the phone says.
You think perhaps you're working too much?
According to my phone, it's sunny and 66 degrees.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's a little warmer here. It's pleasant. Yeah. We're having a very nice spring, I have to say. Into the 70s tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah. Now that'll beat us. That will beat us.
So is there a theme to today's festivities?
Yes, it's going to be tools, tools, tools.
Wasn't that a...
I'm doing nothing but power tools.
A Van Halen song like that.
Manual tools.
Tools, tools, tools. Well, I am not going to do a tool. I'm sorry. I will be a tool if you would like, but I can't do a tool.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, well, okay.
Well,
as long as it fits somewhere in the theme.
It's in the theme. Let's start Motley Tool. That's what I'll be. Let's start with... Let's start with your first gadget. Do you want to set this?
Okay. I'll do a little setup here.
All right.
I was getting this email every week from Home Depot. Please come to our event called Leading the Charge, the Home Depot Lithium Ion Showcase.
That doesn't sound pleasant. I'm sorry.
I know. So finally, a couple of days before, it said, "Are you coming, please?" So I called up and I said, "You know, I don't want to hear analysts talk about batteries." And she said, "Well, we can skip. We're planning on talking somewhat about batteries, but we have 7 tool companies coming, and they're setting up displays, and there'll be plenty of power tools for you to play with." And I said, "In that case, I'll be there."
because you can't just have a battery in absent a tool.
Absolutely not. So I went. It was quite fun. I spent about 2.5 hours there, and so the first display I went to was Ryobi, and this is what I found out at their booth.
Hey, Dickie Martola, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz. Home Depot invited me to the Lithium Ion Showcase. So we have power tools everywhere from a lot of different companies. We're here at Ryobi. Now, they told me that they have 50 gadgets that can run from one lithium ion battery pack. Well, I scoffed at that. So anyway, I'm up to 46 gadgets, and Stephanie is here to help me see the other 4. So Stephanie, what's up at the very top?
This is the Xenon High Beam Spotlight. It's the strongest spotlight that the Home Depot sells.
Wow, and how much is this?
Wow, I can't even understand her. That thick Brooklyn
accent.
She's
going to find out, okay? All we know.
Wow, where's she from?
It's 2,800 lumens, which is bright, and you get an hour's light out of this. So this is great for boaters, if you want to spy on the neighbors and light up their barbecue in the middle of the night. And
it's $49.
$49, and then you buy the battery pack optional, right?
Correct.
Okay, now moving down, we have a paint sprayer. And I can't do 2 things at once, so I'm going to have Stephanie hold this. You know, when you spray paint, the nozzle always clogs up. So Ryobi has come up with a neat little guy. You take the front of the sprayer, you turn it, go to an area where you don't need to be careful, spray paint through it, that frees up the clog, and you turn it back again, and you're ready to paint again. And Stephanie, the price point is?
The price point of this is $149 with 2 lithium ion batteries and a charger.
Wow, with the 2 batteries. Okay, moving on. That was $48. $49, the Ryobi fan. Look at this fan is powered by that lithium ion battery that we were talking about. And so this is great. You're at the beach. You're working away from electric and you want to be cool. Or Stephanie said people in offices who need extra fan power can use this. And the price point is?
$34.
With or without a battery?
Without a battery.
Without a battery. Okay. And finally, this is really neat, too. This is great for the car. Same power pack, okay? And this is a compressor. You can actually dial in the tire pressure you want. It'll bring it up to that, then shut off automatically. And Stephanie, I forgot what the side did.
We have a high-volume port that is good for air mattresses, and then we have a low-volume port that's good for tires and sports balls. It also has deflation capability out of that side.
Oh, deflation. I just go to my friends for deflation. So here we are at the Home Depot Lithium Ion Expo, and we saw some neat stuff. So Dick DiBartolo, Maz Medestrider, and the Giz Whiz with this week's weekly daily Giz Whiz video.
I think she comes from that. Wait a minute, stop, Dick. That's for next time. I think she comes from that little old Alabama company at Ryobi. She must work for them. Ryobi. Wow. Yeah. So that's cool. Now Ryobi's the green tool, right? Every tool company has its own color.
The new line is the blue stuff is sort of being phased out now, and they're going to the new 18-volt.
Tomatoes try to end the giz whiz. We're doing another spot from the Miami International.
Don't spoil it. No.
That's going to be next. Coming up next.
Okay, the people from Energizer were there. And this is sort of good to know because I actually use these in a few devices. There's a product out now called Energizer Ultimate Lithium. Now, they're kind of expensive. They are
These aren't lithium ion, though.
These are
those lithium batteries that you buy that go in regular. They're not rechargeables.
They are not rechargeable. That's a good point to make. But the interesting thing now is that you'll notice, and this is what you should start looking for. The guy said in 2 to 3 weeks, and he said because Energizers are in so many outlets, it'll take a while for it to roll out across the country. But they were 8 times the power of their earlier batteries, and now the new ones are 9 times the power.
Let me get this math straight. So they're 8 times the power of the batteries. It used to be half the power of the earlier batteries, but now they're twice the power and 9 times longer the power.
Exactly.
A third over 50% increase over time.
Times two. Okay, because of the leap year, have to add that in.
And don't forget Euclid's. Euler's constant, which will make it all work.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, the neat thing about lithium is, of course, the shelf life, which is amazing. They will hold in the package a charge for 15 years.
So this would be a good choice for a product you never use.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the spare one phone comes with one of the lithium ion batteries, which they say will be good for 10 years. And the new guys, the back of the pack now says holds power for 15 years. But again, the packaging
is identical. Who cares, because you're not going to be around then anyway. So it's like, whatever.
On the vague chance that you are, or on the vague chance you are, and your wheelchair is powered by lithium ion.
Exactly. I bought these LED lights, for everything because I said, honey, I will never put in another light bulb again because I'll be dead before these burn off. That was a good feeling.
Well, then get her a pair of these and it'll be a set.
I'll be dead before these batteries die, I say.
You will. So again, I'm
looking. Lithium batteries are disposable batteries that have lithium metal or lithium compounds as an anode.
Depending
on the design and chemical components used, lithium cells can produce voltages from 1.5 volts to 3.7 volts over twice the voltage of ordinary zinc, carbon batteries, or alkaline batteries. They're widely used in products such as portable consumer. So the idea is more voltage per ounce.
Correct. Yes, and they're also, because they're much lighter too, and you get the higher voltage.
Right.
So the new packs, the only way you can tell the difference is you'll see an 8X on the old packs, and the new packs have a 9X. So if you don't need them right away, just wait a little while and you get a more powerful battery for the same price.
Maybe you didn't know this, but they use metallic lithium as the anode and manganese dioxide as the cathode with the salt of lithium dissolved in an organic solvent.
Yeah, well, how else?
Exactly. My thoughts, exactly.
Fine. You know what? When you got something, you just stay with it. I had suggested salsa at one point, and they said, no, we're just going to stick with it.
A little too acidic, you see.
Exactly. And also for smoke detectors, there are lithium ion 9-volt batteries.
No. You keep saying lithium ion. It's not lithium ion. It's a lithium cathode.
Anode.
The cathode is the manganese dioxide I referred to previously.
Oh, you know, I always get those two confused.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's difficult.
But they're not lithium-ion in the sense that they're not rechargeable and they're, you know, they're disposable batteries. They're not the rechargeable lithium-ion batteries we have come to know and love. They're more like the lithium batteries you see in computers like or watches. Those are lithium.
The little
the quarter-sized things.
Go in our hats and our PDA,
You have a battery in your hat?
Well, a Gizwiz hat. Hello.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, hello.
Yes, I do have a lithium battery in my hat. I actually have a lithium battery in my head, too, but it's something I don't want to talk about.
Pleased to see you. I just want you to know, in case you were wondering, I have a battery in my hat.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. This is interesting. Is there anything that these are not recommended for? I mean, would you not want to use them? Are they really expensive, for instance?
Well, you know what? The list price is $10, but already on Amazon, I see the current ones are $4 for $6.
Got it.
So, you know, most double A's are around at least 50 cents each now. So for the longer life that you can get out of these, let me just see that. There was a chart that came in the press kit here. 30 hours longer in two-way radios. That's good. 9 times longer in digital cameras, 8 times longer in GPSs that take double A's or triple A's. So I think the cost will offset the longevity. And the great thing is the shelf life. So that if you put a gadget in the closet one summer and take it out the next summer,
aware of is air travel. I'm looking on the Wikipedia article, and it says the TSA announced restrictions on lithium batteries in checked and carry-on luggage. Rules forbid lithium batteries not installed in a device from checked luggage. So don't just have them loose.
That's right. They should be, I believe, in the packaging that they came in, but they should not be rolling around.
Uh-huh. And total lithium content, there may be restrictions on, so you can't carry like 1,000 of them with you. You know why? Because when they short-circuit, they discharge very rapidly. So if you were to have them accidentally touch some metal and short, it'd be hard to do, but if it did, they could actually explode. So that would be bad.
You know what? Is this a really economical defibrillator?
Swallow one and see what happens. No, don't. Actually, I was joking. Please
No. We jest.
Unused lithium batteries provide a convenient source of lithium metal for use as a reducing agent in methamphetamine labs. You know, you learn so many great things on Wikipedia.
Wow, yeah. So you can use them as a diet aid? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. In 2004, Walmart stores limited the sales of disposable lithium batteries to 3 packages in Missouri and 4 packages in other states. Apparently, Missouri, they were having a big problem.
Because people were using them for
diet aids, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought I'd pass along those particular cautions.
Okay. Yeah.
Synthesize as you wish.
Who knew not to eat them?
Do not eat them.
It's great. And hey, Dennis. No.
Stop, Dennis. Stop. Were you going to have lithium batteries for dinner? Damn.
And a meatloaf. Yeah.
Thursday is lithium battery day in Brooklyn. All right. Now is time for another video from the collection of the Giz Whiz. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the This Is Something thing here?
It was over at Milwaukee Tools. Do you know Milwaukee Tools?
The tool that made Milwaukee famous.
Amos.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They do very high-end tools, and they were talking about how using lithium they could get incredible torque out of tools. And I said, don't make that small torque. Show me.
So, I think they were calling you an incredible dork, but let's see.
Maybe that was it. I thought they were saying torque.
Let's go to the tape and find out.
Dick DiBartolo, we're still at the Home Depot Lithium Ion Expo thing. We're at a different booth
Wait
now.
A minute.
We're at
Milwaukee. Is that the official name, the Lithium Ion Expo thing?
Well, after an hour, why not?
I'm surprised that little Georgia girl didn't just come over and spank you after all that.
An expo thing. We're at a different booth now. We're at Milwaukee, and they have something really interesting. They call it Fuel, and it's a new way to build a lithium-ion battery pack. And we had a little demo here of how they use their electronics and get certain cells and can develop a ton of torque. And rather than tell you about it, I'm going to actually do a little demo. So I'm going to take a competitor's drill. So what I have to do is I'm going to wear my mic. So the competitor's drill, so you don't see the name, it's painted gray, and we're going to drill into this wood. We're going to have to get that out because it didn't even go partway through. And now we're going to use the Milwaukee drill with fuel. And they have, by law, they need these side handles because they develop so much torque. So now I'm drilling and... Whoa, whoa!
Wow.
Holy cow. Oh, I'm sorry, lady. Oh. I shouldn't have done it into the wall. Well, that's okay. Get dressed, okay? You weren't on camera. So this is really amazing. So this is all stuff that's available. Is it available now? In a month at Home Depot, and that's in Milwaukee, about
$299 or $229.
Depending on the battery pack, $229 to $299 for Milwaukee tools, and you're looking for fuel. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest, right, and the Gizwiz. At the Home Depot Expo, I'm having them build me some kitchen cabinets. I mean, I'm here. They should do something. Bye.
I love it how each tool company has its own color. So
yes.
Milwaukee's red, right?
Right. Yeah. Black & Decker was doing all orange and black.
Orange and black, yeah. Yellow is DeWalt, right?
So. Yes, yellow is DeWalt.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, DeWalt is actually, I think, the parent company of Black & Decker. And then Ryobi went in with green.
Green. I have to say I'm impressed by the amount of torque
You know what? And I was amazed the size of that handle to hold on to. And I said to the guy, does this come with every drill? And the guy said, it's the law on those high-torque power tools that you have to have a handle. I mean, the handle's removable.
Sense. Well, you just, it's the last thing. You do the drill and you go flipping over. That's not good. That's not good.
True.
You really want to, you know, they should, pretty soon they're going to make you wear heavy boots.
That's a, yeah, magnetic boots.
You got your magnetic boots on? Yeah. But that would be really good for drilling holes in walls. I think you found exactly what I need, what somebody would need if they were going to, like, look through holes in walls.
Oh yeah.
Not that I would ever.
Oh yeah. Now that the restroom's working again, you might want to gear that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching the weekly Daily Gizwiz, unless you're listening to it, and we're going to continue in just a moment with. Let's see. You've done three, so I think it's a turn the table turkey.
It's going to be your turn.
All right. Then we'll visit the warehouse. Then we'll read letters. Then we'll all go home happy. But before we do that, I want to say hello to, I think this is a new advertiser for the show, to Vast Conference. Have you heard us talk about Vast before?
I have not. So this is exciting.
Yeah. We've been using it actually for months now. The idea of Vast Conference is, we've all used conference bridges, perhaps. I would hope we've all used conference bridges in the past. Vast Conference is the ultimate for professionalism, clarity, and flexibility for your conference calls at a very low price. In fact, you could try it for free right now. Sign up for that free account. Make a call. Make many calls. No commitment. Go to vastconference.com. Use the promo code GizWiz. And I promise they won't laugh at you. And if they do, I'm sorry. No, they won't, because you're just typing. You're typing this in. You get it set up in minutes, and they have lots of nice features. You can quickly connect two or more callers on the phone. Many conference calls have 3 to 5 participants, but Vast will support up to 300 callers at the same time. They give you a regular dial-in number and a toll-free dial-in number. So you give people the number, they call in, and they can do that toll-free if you're calling clients or bringing clients into a conference call. That's a nice thing to do, not make them pay for that. They use fiber optic lines, high-end equipment, so it sounds really good, much better than VoIP conference calls. And they have an incredible conference call management interface. I would show it to you, but it has phone numbers on it. And I, you know me, I don't like to show people's phone numbers and give them away and have people call. So it is really, really great. It's great for managing users and calls, for recording calls. You can record any call instantly as an MP3 with no special equipment. You can recall individual voices on individual tracks. You can access detailed usage tracking and billing codes for internal accounting. Vast is incredible, and they have a great customer service team. So if anything goes wrong or you need some help with some features, they will give you above and beyond customer service. And very affordable. You pay as you go, 2.5 cents per minute for regular calls and 6 cents per minute if you want to use that 800 number. You get to choose, of course, whether you're going to use the 800 number or the regular number. I don't think you have probably much occasion to do conference calls, Dick. Do you ever do a conference call?
No, because the only other person I know is you, and you're never available.
We do it a lot. We do it a lot. We do team calls all the time.
I bet you do. What are you kidding? Yeah, it's great.
If we have a screen to share, we'll do GoToMeeting. But if it's just an audio call, this is a great solution. We've been very happy with it. You could try it right now. If you use GizWiz as the offer code, you'll get 2 business calls free up to 300 minutes. So that now each use caller counts towards your minutes. So, for instance, 2 calls, 5 callers, 30 minutes, that's 300 minutes. So you can have as many calls as you want, up to 300 total minutes. VastConference.com. And you get a toll-free number as well as a regular number. You decide which one you want to use. So if you have your own dedicated number. If you're going to do a call with a client, you don't want to make them pay for the toll call. By the way, you pay for the minutes. But if they're making a toll call, you don't want to make them pay for it. Give them the 800 number. VastConference.com. Use the offer code GIZWIZ. And we have been using it nonstop and love it. Love it. VastConference.com. All right, Dick, I think this is your turn to say the magic words, and I'll play the magic jingle, and then once again humiliate myself with a turn the table turkey.
Dick DeBartolo, Mads Mediterranean, and the GizWiz podcast can only have so many highs. At some point, they need a low. Ladies and gentlemen, Leo Laporte and his turn the table turkey.
It's turn the table, turn.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Why are you? I got a gadget. I got a gadget for you. Now, Dick, I got to explain something. We have now a product review show called Before You Buy on the network. It's a great show.
BYB.
And we did this big TV. We do a lot of products. And the idea was, it really came up because everybody who works at Twit wants to review the new, you know, like Tony's really into cameras. Eileen's really into this, Android phones. So they all say, well, Leo, can't we review the... So finally we said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hire Nicole Lee, who's wonderful. I worked with her for years at Tech TV. She did cell phone reviews for CNET. She knows everybody. So I hired her. I said, Nicole, just get every product you can. And then when the product comes in, you tell the staff, you get to review it. And then we make a show with little reviews from all the different staff members. Last time it was Dr. Kiki, Tony... I think Sarah Lane did something. So it's a lot of fun. And you know me, I get to review a lot of stuff. So I try to let the kids, you know, get what they want. But I did decide to buy something for myself. And I said, Nicole, I would like to review this. And I like internet radios. I've reviewed them a lot.
You do, yes.
You don't need, if you've got an iPad, if you've got a smartphone, if you've got a computer, there's great software out there. I use TuneIn Radio Pro on my iOS and Android devices. It's got all the stations, all the stuff you'd want. So this is really more for somebody like my mom, or somebody who doesn't want the complexity of a computer but would love to have access to the wide variety of internet radio stations out there. This is from Grace. I've shown a Grace internet radio before. This one is called The Grace. I love the name Mondo. Oh, what is that mug, World's Best Boss, doing there? You guys,
oh,
that's
Leo,
just
how
embarrassing.
What a great honor.
I know. I just, that's really.
I've never seen something really, so original.
Yeah, I know. It was awfully nice of, I gave it to myself. But anyway, okay, let's move on. This is it. This is the Mondo. And, it, you know, you might say, well, that looks a lot like a clock radio. It does. Same form factor. It has a clock on the front. One nice thing about the clock on the front, it sets itself from the internet, so that's pretty good. It has alarms with a snooze timer, you know, so it's very much like a clock radio. But instead of getting radio through AM or FM airwaves, it gets it all through the internet. Now, that does raise one issue. You need to have Wi-Fi for this to make any sense. It doesn't have an Ethernet port or anything like that, so you've got to use a Wi-Fi on it. So this is kind of, I think it's kind of a specialized market. This would be great. If you did I unplug it? No, I just turned it on. There we go. This would be great for the kitchen, somewhere where you didn't want something as complex as an iPad or a radio. I'm going to turn it on right now. This is the station that I do my radio show on. So let me show you a couple of things I like about it. I'll press, first of all, the controls are much improved over previous internet radios. I'm going to press the home button here. This is a big 3.5-inch LCD. You know, it's kind of bright, so I'm going to turn it down, and that's one of the things that's great about this. This big knob in the front is the control knob. The knob on the top is volume. So having separate volume and control does make it a lot easier to use.
Now, are those icons everyone a different station?
No, I'll show you how that works just a second. But let me just change the backlight so that it's active, but I'm going to turn it down a little bit because it's a little bit bright for you to see. So this is a nice feature. You can control the brightness of the light. I'm going to set it right there. So it doesn't, you know, swamp your bedroom if you have this in the bedroom. And I really like that feature. These icons, now it's not a touch screen, but they look a lot like, say, an iPhone or a tablet. So this, people will be comfortable with them. And I'll go through them and read them to you. The first one is internet radio. So that's the one you probably use the most. That pulls up stations from all over the world, a total of 18,000 stations. You could select by location. Look at all the countries you've got here. It's really fantastic. Or by genre.
By the time you find a station, there'll be time to get up again.
I know. There's a college stations folder if you like, you know, college radio, and there's quite a bit of that. Let's load it in here. By the way, I've connected this to our Wi-Fi, and it's been working really nice. These are all college radio stations. I like it that they separate that out. I think that's kind of
neat.
You might actually, this might be the kind of thing you'd send with a kid to a college instead of a regular clock radio, because most colleges have Wi-Fi. There's even weather on here, and this is actually a forecast. There's weather radio, but this is just a forecast on that 3.5-inch screen. You asked about presets. You've got a total of 10 presets here on the left that you can assign to any station. So, for instance, if I press P1, I've assigned that to the radio station. Let me do it again. Maybe it might have gotten deprogrammed. It's been unplugged for a while. Yeah, it did. So I had it assigned to the radio station that I'm on, but that's easy enough to find. I'll just go back here to my icon menu and pick local stations. So there's Pandora Radio. As long as I'm on my way, I'll show you all the icons. So I logged into my Pandora account. You do that through the website. And then all of your Pandora stations are there. So streams Pandora. This is a decent speaker. It's not a great speaker, but the good news is it does have a headphone jack. So if you have good headphones, you can get better sound. And also RCA out, so you could hook it up to a better speakers if you had powered speakers that way. This is an aux in, so you could hook up an MP3 player or something that had a mini jack on it, plug that in there.
Yeah, that's good.
Also, it will play audio from USB devices as well. So if you have a thumb key with some stuff you want to listen to. And now let me just turn this up. This is my Alan Jackson station. Yeah. Yeehaw.
That sounds pretty good.
It sounds actually pretty good. Now, I've got it turned all the way up. It's not exactly room-filling sound, but it's loud enough. Decent bass. It's as good as any clock radio I've ever listened to. Let's put it that way. So that's Pandora. Let me go back a step and show you some of these other icons. This is iHeartRadio. This is the Clear Channel application that gives you stations on Clear Channel all over the country. There's over 800 stations on here, including the radio stations, many of the radio stations I'm on. So those would be the feeds from the radio stations. That's, you know, if you've got the internet stations, this is kind of duplicating that, but that's okay. If you are a SiriusXM subscriber, for, I believe, an additional fee, you can have SiriusXM also on your radio. So that's kind of nice. You got satellite radio without a satellite receiver via the internet. This is the local station. So this is kind of fun. This knows where I am and shows stations that are in my area, which is kind of fun. I'm not sure, but for some reason it's decided that my area is Wichita, Kansas. I think that has to do with our internet service provider, but maybe a setting that I've screwed up on that. But in theory, and it worked earlier, I don't know why it's not working now, I was able to get state. It's kind of neat. Almost all radio stations now are on the internet, so I was able to use this to basically tune in all the stations, all my local stations. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is great.
Let's see what else. Here's the media player that will play stuff off the USB key. Universal plug and play servers. So many people have media servers on their network attached storage on their computer. It will play those as well. Let me turn off Alan Jackson here. And from USB media. Here's the alarm settings, and this is nice because there are 5 alarms, so it's pretty functional in that regard. And it also has a sleep timer, so if you are one of those people, as I am, that likes to fall asleep to music, you can set the sleep timer, and you could set it for quite a long time as well. You could set it for 8 hours, and then you'd never go to sleep. What does that say? Weatherbug. Oh, yeah. There's weather weather radio also here. Weatherbug was showing you what I showed you before. Aux in and settings. So let me go back here and pick a country, any country. Let's see where we can.
Italy.
That's the land of your people, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So let's go to Italy. This is a ballistic knob, so the faster I spin it, you saw it went right, the faster it will go. Here's Italy. Let's see how many stations in Italy we have. 326 Italian stations.
Wow.
We've got Crazy Radio. That sounds like your kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's very Italian.
Or Virgin Radio. It's very Italian. Vicenza Radio Star, Venice Classic Radio. Let's listen to
Domino's Pizza.
Umbria. Let's go to Umbria. One of the things I like about this, when I was a kid, I used to do shortwave radio, and I used to listen all over the world, and I thought it was just so fun that I could listen to radio stations all over the world, and they would come in real scratchy, and you'd have to tune them.
Yeah.
Now, thanks to the internet, you can get any station. It's easy. So here's a little Italian music for you.
Non ne fa esperienza.
You can practically see him going like this with his hand.
Is that the Daily Gizmos in Italian?
It's a beautiful thing. I love it. Isn't that great? What a great way if you wanted to learn a language, or if you just came back from Italy and you missed it, or if you were Italian. So it really covers all the bases. Hundreds of countries here. You sign in through a Receiver Radio, which is a great internet radio directory. And that's nice, too, because it means it's easy for you to find internet stations. Let me just see if it still thinks I'm in Kansas. It does. That's the strangest thing.
There are no fees or anything once you buy the radio.
There are no fees unless you use a subscription service like Pandora,
well, like XM or something.
Right. Okay. But right. Basically, no. You're gonna as long as you have Wi-Fi, you'll be able to listen to any internet radio station on here. Somebody wanted to know if we can use Twit. Absolutely. Twit Live comes in on here. I used to have it programmed on P5. There it is. All right. So I guess it didn't lose everything.
Wow.
So you can actually listen to us. We broadcast high quality audio.
Comes in on here. Not content. You should always make that clear.
No content. Just like that. We broadcast high quality audio. This is good.
Not content. You should always make that clear.
No content. Just so that's good. Actually,
that's pretty amazing. Actually,
yeah, and we are in the process of. We got a new streaming device from Telos that is going to give us a very high quality AAC Plus stream. So you'll be able to listen. It'll sound better on this than it sounds on the internet. or something.
Amazing. What does this little guy cost?
This is $179, so it's a little pricey. Wow. Although internet radios tend to be pricey. I think that this is a kind of a leap forward in internet radio. It has some nice features. A remote control. The remote control has, which is fun, a Pandora button. So it has a thumbs up, thumbs down, and a skip button on the remote control and on the front of the radio. So if you're a Pandora lover, this will be great for you. You can tune in radio stations by number. It has some extra features, it says. Let's see what these do. I don't know. It's loading the extra features. So add to my stations or more stations. Oh, this is a nice feature. More stations like this. If you're listening to a station and you say, I like that, can you give me some more in that genre? You press the button, and it will give you some more. So we're listening to Twit right now. So here are some of the genres. Discussion, public, talk, USA. So the most popular. Oh, that's nice. Let's see what the most popular station. I didn't know we were in the most popular. BBC Radio 4, Alex Jones Show, BBC World Service, the Ask One Radio Network, Beyond the Ordinary, Anomaly Radio, the History Capsule, OTR. Oh, that's kind of fun. Now, this is old-time radio. So, truthfully, the variety, I mean, literally 18,000 stations on internet radio.
You've reached a station that is unavailable at this time. Please try again later. We're sorry. You've reached a station that is unavailable at
And apparently,
well, maybe 17,999 stations.
I've never heard that before. That might be coming from Live 365. So anyway, this is nice. You can have 10 presets right here on the front, but you can also enter stations directly from the remote control. I love the big display. I think it's really handy. It really gives it makes it possible for you to, especially an older person, this would be a very good choice to give them internet radio access. Or somebody who just loves Twit. $179. It is from Grace. It is called The Mondo. And I think it's pretty good for an internet radio. Now, I realize that most people, you know, have that kind of capability on their phones or their computers. So it's really something that you might want to consider for somebody who doesn't want a complexity of a computer. Dick, nice. That does it for me, but that doesn't do it for you because, my friend, it is time to take a little stroll. I think you know where I'm going with this.
I know, yep.
Yeah,
I don't know where you're going, but I know where
I have no idea. I know I'm going, I believe I'm going up Amsterdam, taking a left on 5th Avenue, a right on 6th Avenue, straight up on the IRT, and then come out of the subway station and hang a left at Good Enough to Eat, and then you'll see across the street, you'll see the amazing Dick's Gadget Warehouse. But wait, because there's a cab coming right at you. No, don't go now. Oh, no. Oh, the humanity.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Gadget Warehouse guru, the maitre d' of old stuff, Dicky D.
Leo, welcome to the warehouse.
Hello, Ricardo.
So I looked around the warehouse and I thought, I'm doing tools. Let me see if I can find something old in the tool category. And I found this. We did it years and years ago. It is the repeater. Ta-da. Any guesses? Can you tell what it is just from?
Oh yeah, it's obvious. Wait a minute. Just let everybody zoom in on that.
The repeater.
The repeater. That is clearly a tape measure.
You are absolutely right. So the object of the repeater, but it dates back to 1990.
Wait a minute. I'm right.
Yes. You are correct. You. I know.
Wait, you got the defibrillator there? I can't believe it. I was a completely what we
you
call a wag.
Right. Dates back to 1999. The company is Zerricon, very famous for making and still making tons of stud finders and other tools.
That's
the
right.
Object here was get up the ladder. It's a steel tape measure. And then you go, oh, I don't have a pencil and paper. Well, the worst thing is you always tend to dig out a scrap of paper from your wallet, write these tiny little numbers on it, and then can't find the paper when you need it. So this has a little built-in recorder. Now it's been in the warehouse for 11 years. Let's just push. Let's see. 1 7/8, and then you let it go. 2 feet 9 inches, and then the little LED lit, so I don't know if it will.
1 foot 2 inches, 1 7/8 inches.
Yeah, okay. So the optic is that you can, there's a 20-second sound chip in there. So you run around the room taking all the dimensions. Then when you sit down at the desk, and if you're cutting something, you can just run through them and get the dimensions that you took. It still shows up on a couple of websites, but they all say out of stock. We don't know when it'll be in stock again. But if you go to the Zircon website, you have to search long and hard, and it shows up under obsolete or out of date tools. But it was pretty clever. The Zircon repeater steel tape measure. Actually, it's kind of amazing that the batteries still have some life.
You didn't put fresh batteries in that? That is amazing.
I didn't. You know, I did. I opened the battery compartment, and I just rubbed them on. Actually, I rubbed them on my dungarees because it's 4 little watch batteries, and they tend to get a little bit of dust and stuff between them. I just shined them up, put them back in, and there was enough power at least to do that little demo there.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Wow. Pretty amazing.
Well, there you go. Now, do they still make that? I guess not.
They do not. And as I said, if you do a web search, I saw it on 2 websites, but it said not available. So I guess it's gone. Gone, gone, gone.
Gone,
so
many- but not forgotten, thanks to the X-Gadget Warehouse.
Are you still listening to the Italian station?
I've learned to speak Italian. Yeah. It's a very easy language. You just add a little vowel at the end of every word, and you speak Italian. It's very good. Yeah. Eh? Do you like it? Do you understand
me? I love it.
Do you speak my language?
I'm a native of that country, so it's like I feel like I'm in the homeland of Petaluma.
Hey, I just, speaking of the homeland of Petaluma, I know we're going to get to our letters in just a second, but I did want to mention that John Slanina, you love John. Jammer B in our chat room.
Jammer B.
He has done something great and wonderful. You remember, of course.
Came into work on time?
He showed up. It was.
Yeah,
he was half asleep, but he showed up. No, wow. He actually should be half asleep. The guy spends more hours here than anybody. We raised money for building the Twit Brick House by selling bricks, and we have a wonderful brick wall of honor, which I see every day as I walk in, and it's always just, you know, a wonderful thing. But I know a lot of you who bought bricks say, well, I would like to see my brick, and I can't make it to Petaluma. So what John has done, and this is the first pass at it, I think we're going to do it again with maybe a little bit higher quality camera. But he's used a technology called the Gigapan. You know about the Gigapan?
Oh, Gigapan, yes.
Yeah.
Alex did it one day. I think it was his pick of the week or something.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, I think what we're going to do is he's using the original Gigapan, which was only for point and shoot cameras. And they now make it Gigapan for, DSLRs, professional cameras. If you go to gigapan.com, you can find out more about it. The idea is it takes the camera.
I didn't realize the wall was that big.
It's
that
huge.
Trees on it. Oh, wow.
It's in a forest. So the idea is you mount this camera in this unit, and it's got a rotor in it, and it goes zzz, 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 and just takes hundreds of pictures, and then their software stitches those pictures together into a giant image. A gigapixel image, in fact. So he was using the original Epic, which is just for, he used an Icon N90 to take these pictures. But I think we're going to get the high-end Epic Pro at some point and use a DSLR to get even better images. Nevertheless,
wow.
I'm so grateful. John took these pictures. The Twit Brick Wall of Honor, it's all at inside.twit.tv. And just now, there are 5 images. And let me zoom out a little bit so you can see what these images are here. As you go in the front door on your left, you'll see the beginning of the wall here. That's broken up by the door to our conference room. And so the first image is everything up to the door to the conference room, then from the door to the conference room on. Then there's a little patch up above the window there into the pixel core, and then there's you turn right, and there's more around the door to our studio, and the final image is of the wall to the right of the door to the studio. So there's five images. We don't yet have a database. We're working on that, so you'll know where your brick is. That's another important part. But what you do is if you go to inside.twit.tv, you can at least zoom in and see these bricks in great detail. Or zoom out and see them kind of in toto. Did you buy a brick, Dick?
I did not.
Okay,
I bought the grout. Bought grout.
So everything that's holding this together is thanks to Dick DiBarto. Anyway, I love it that we can see all of these. I understand that there are some you can't see because of glare or focusing issues. We are going to improve this, and we are making a database. But I wanted to get this up as quickly as possible, and I thank John for really hustling and getting this Gigapan. These bricks just finished.
Yeah, that's my brick down there, the cardboard brick with the written in the magic marker.
What was I thinking? I really should have done that, shouldn't I? And look here, Dick. Here's your brick. The only thing I'm a little bit embarrassed about, this is right next to the floor at the very bottom in the corner. There is the brick Brad Murphy at Revision 3 bought, our competing network. So I just want to apologize to Brad ahead of time for putting him down there by the mouse hole. But once I noticed that, the mortar had already been set and there was nothing.
It's too late now.
Too late now. No, they're all every brick has a great seat. Best seats in the house. And the Gigapan, isn't that cool? The way you can
it's great.
Zoom in on that and see so much detail. It's just fantastic. So, thanks to everybody who bought a brick, we could not have built this without you. You paid for 20% literally of the cost of this studio, and I know this is a scant thanks, but at least it's a start, and we'll get a database up so that you can find you. There's somebody from Brooklyn, Richard Riley of Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I chipped in with him.
Yeah, that's you. Sure, right there.
My Italian friend, Riley.
Riccardo Riley. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, I thought I'd pass that along.
That's great. It's super.
But, my friends, we are not done with the show yet. However fervently you might wish it, it's time for a letters theme. Not the letter, just the theme.
Here come your letters, your lovely letters. Here come your letters, your lovely Gizwiz letters. Your Gizwiz letters now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I wonder if Michael Jackson ever knew that we did that to him.
God, Dick, I don't know.
Dick DiBartolo. Who's
doesn't
that?
Now.
Before you read the letter, there's been a guy in the corner all show, just kind of staring at you. You know that, right?
Oh, yes. His name is Steve. And Steve lives in Myra's building complex. And he says, no, I don't want to be on camera. But he figured if I sit all the way in the corner, I could just raise curiosity. So,
Steve, what's your last name?
Chernikov. Steve Chernikov.
Oh, I went to school with him. Everybody in the chat room is going crazy.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. So now you know. Yeah. Yes. Thanks to our new Disneyland drop cam, you can spy on us.
Oh, that's
on
right.
Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I have a letter and sort of a get well thing. And then I thought, in place of some other letters, I'm going to read some of the winning answers from the January, February, what the heck is it contest.
Oh, yeah, because we have a wiener.
We have a wiener. We have several wieners. People are so funny. But first, I got a letter last week from Mike Troiano. You know Gene?
I know Mike and
Mike.
Gene Troiano. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they said, hey! Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. The first letter was, Gene and I are going down to visit Leo for the Weekly Daily Gizwiz Saturday, so we'll be there.
But they're not.
They're not here.
And
last night around midnight, being Italian with a nasal infection is a thing I can't avoid.
Poor guy.
Gene and I have to pass on going to visit Leo tomorrow.
Oh.
I hope we can make it there soon. I'll have to settle to watch you guys on my 21-inch screen once again. Love to Dennis and Fairway from us. Mike and Gene.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Gene. I hope you feel better, Mike.
Yeah. It's the same. The same.
Yeah.
So, Leo, if you want to, for the video, folks, go to the What the Heck Is It page.
Oh, I think I could do that. I believe I pressed this button, and you will show up. There he is at gizwiz.biz, and then I scroll down, and I see a giant What the Heck Is It button. And
yes,
because
I'm by Myra. Right?
Wait a minute. That's not the duck pin set we saw earlier.
That's the duck pin set. Okay. Now, the amazing thing is...
What the hell?
I would say 30, about
it's
30 people...
It's an olive picker-upper.
...knew what they are. They're called finger pickers.
Oh, that's crazy. Don't pick your nose with that, though. They look sharp.
Yeah, well, you know, we got tons of pick your nose. Yeah, it's you put them on your fingers, and at parties, you can go in and pick up olives and shrimp. And
oh, sure. So I'm going to wear these to parties.
So we are giving away 12 meds for that.
So you got 12 right answers?
We got 30 right answers.
Holy
so we just
cow.
Arbitrarily picked 12. I know. And then, but the fun is the silly answers.
I love Jonathan it that you arrange this like bowling pins to completely throw me. You are such a sneak.
Exactly.
Because if you'd done it like this, you know, like in the picture on the
you would have gotten in a minute, not in a minute, but it would have been a lot easier.
It would have been easier. But this way, we didn't even know they were hollow. That's why he's sneaky, folks. All right, let's scroll
up. I have to arrange it so that there can be joke answers, too. So I always take that into consideration. Jonathan Chan, I think they're anti-chew pen caps for people who chew pens and pencils too much. That's a great answer. Dan Wakehauser, rejected early designs for a new hat for the Pope. Right. This is good too. A fork attachment for pirates who have hooks for
stumps.
Hands.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Knife and spoon sold separately.
He was actually pretty close. That was pretty close.
Yes. Yes. At least 50 artificial limbs for chickens. And also a half a dozen of these, which is quite clever. The chicken foot beach goblet. What you do is you stick the pointy side down in the sand at the beach, and then you have a place to put your tools.
A beach goblet.
That was Kirk Rawls, and he said, if it's not, I'm... Oh no, it was Jared who said they're back scratches that go on your fingers. If it's not, I am then submitting them to Quirky, which I thought was a good idea.
Yeah.
Holders to eat corn. At least a dozen people said that. Balloon poppers, they could do that.
They actually could do that. You could pick up olives and pop balloons with those.
Yes. Yeah. And then people have such Salmocchio. I think they're the fingers found inside magic fingers vibrating beds.
I hope not.
Kind of scary. Eye doc Mark, shrink wrapper openers. That could be. Mini mustache brushes you wear on the end of your finger. And then the most bizarre of all, Kelly Kellum. They keep coyotes away from your cows with these decorative cow udder gods. From Teat, they are manufactured by Teat Tech.
Now, tell us what they won, Dick.
They won an autographed issue of the March-April issue of Mad Magazine. We gave away 28 this year because we couldn't get it down to 24 magazines. We like so many answers so much. And people just love it because even if they don't win, they always send an email. I didn't win, but it does keep it going. It's just too much
this
fun.
This might
playing.
Be the best. This really might be the best one you've done yet, I have to say. That is just whoever invented that was smoking crack, because that is just really seriously. How would you come up with that idea? And then having come up with it, said, "And we ought to make these."
Yeah, and the fact that so many people knew them, that's
what, a little scary,
you know,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like it's made by a guy named Fred.
There's a company named Fred. And Fred makes bizarre gadgets. He makes battery salt and pepper shakers. They look like two batteries. And I did a Fred device years ago, and it's two desktop speakers that look exactly like a pair of iPod headsets.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, Fred, in that case, he knows these are kind of silly. This is not a serious product.
No. You would not find Fred making an internet radio unless it's in the shape of a rose vase or something.
Yeah, Fred has better taste than that. All right, I'm going to scroll up because this is our new March-April What the Heck Is It game.
Exactly. So what the heck is it? And again, we're looking for right answers, but we much prefer silly, stupid, dumb, clever answers.
Yeah, I'm looking at your site, and there's something here that I never knew was here.
Yes.
The Giz Whiz Asks You section. What is that?
You know, I haven't updated that in a long time, but it was like,
There's questions here from March 3rd, so you better go visit that.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. If you had to sit next to someone on a 10-hour airplane flight, who would it be?
And Pete C. said Sully, of course, which is the exact right answer. Most famous person you ever met, worst piece of junk you ever bought. So were you doing this on Quora? Where were you doing this?
I was just doing it right on my website. What it was I would often ask questions on Facebook, and people would give great answers. And the problem with Facebook is a day later that they vanish because there's so much new stuff coming in. And I thought, I'll put them on my website just for laughs.
Well, you might ask, while I'm plugging... Get in the habit of asking a new question every once in a while, because I think it's kind of fun. Yeah,
I will. Thanks for pointing it out. Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out, you jerk.
No.
More work for me.
My memo pad sold for $50.
Oh, let's go. eBay. If you go to myworld.ebay.com/MadsMaddest.
Right.
You'll find Dick's auctions on eBay. You should put your picture there, though, so that we know it's you.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the new thing that went up this week is the Alfred E. Newman ATM handed over card. And it's a little card we gave away to... they only made 100 of them. It was for the top 100 retailers and distributors of Mad. And it was back then when these cards were made, there was a bank called Manufactured Hanover Bank.
Oh, yeah.
So I came up with the manufactured, handed over ATM holdup card.
Oh, that's so funny.
And there's a picture of a gun on the back, and you stick it in the machine and say, okay, machine, hand over the money.
Now this is really valuable because you only made, what, 10 of them, you said?
There were 100 made, and I think we did an overrun of 10 to 15. But we gave 80 to 90 away, so there are probably 10 to 15 floating around. So they are rare.
Right now, you could get it for $1.42.
Oh, okay. So my opening bid was met. Yes.
Give me $1. I'll give you the card. So, this is great. I think people should rush over to your auctions on eBay. All you have to do is go to my eBay. Now I've lost it. myworld.ebay.com/MadsMaddest. And Dick always has something going on over there.
Yeah. I started like 3 weeks ago. So hopefully if it keeps going.
We'd like to see Dick make some money.
Because the warehouse went up to 400 this year.
Wow.
Or 395. I lie. 395.
Yeah. So
per month, by the way. Yeah.
Per month.
What do you think a storage unit is in Petaluma?
$49.95. How much? Let's see. How many square feet?
Do you have a storage area for something?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, you can put it in our basement for free. How much is a storage area in Petaluma? How big is this? How many square feet, Dick, do you need?
Let's see. 100 square feet.
100 square feet. $1.98.
My room is $1.98?
$1.98. Okay. A month. Don't get your hopes up. A month. Okay. No, actually, it's probably $30 or $40, but you could always use it. Use our basement anytime. We got a ton. We even got a lockup cage now. You could put the really valuable stuff like the chicken fingers.
I'll start FedExing stuff out because this sounds like a real.
That'll save you money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overnight them here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
That'll save you a ton
because you don't want that crap lost in the mail.
Now, Sean has given us something that could be your eBay avatar. I'm going to regret this probably, but I'm clicking it now just to see.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the picture you put on your auctions. You could actually make that picture. The old one where you look like a young guy with really hairy arms.
You
look like Mario. Well,
you know, that's on my web page. I'll just move it up to the.
Oh my God! Did he kill you? I knew he didn't. I knew that Steve looked untrustworthy.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
What fell?
I don't know. I think it was Fairway was dueling with the dog upstairs.
Oh, okay.
That was on your end.
I knew that son of a bitch Steve was trouble when I saw him. All right. Well, we are out of time. Yes. Thank God. But here we are again. At the end of another show.
I didn't buy a brick. I'll never hear the end of it. If it wasn't for my grout, pal, that thing would be a big pile.
I agree. And thank God for Richard Riley of Brooklyn, New York, who bought a brick for all of us.
All of us.
Wouldn't it be funny if we did this whole thing and there were one brick? That we only sold one.
Oh,
and we put it in the lobby, and there it is. There's the brick, honor from Richard Riley, Brooklyn, New York. Thank you, Richard, for your brick. You know, each show now, we're going to highlight another brick.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And that way, at the rate that we're going of 52 shows a year, it should be no more than 34 years before we've given everybody. Tell you what, let's do two.
Okay,
sure. Yeah,
cut it down to, 17 years?
That's good. Yeah. Good math. Let's see here. I'm going to find another one. There's some very funny ones, you know. Press here to open
the
wall.
I like the fact that there are logos and there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, because if you bought the big one, the 8x8, then you could put a logo on it. But, of course, you didn't buy anything, so really you couldn't put anything on it.
No, but I put a safe behind two of the other bricks.
Which two?
Uh-huh.
No, it's really, it's fun.
Doesn't
it's
three
fun to look
years
at these.
Of doing this for free count for something?
Look at that. Matt Cutts of Google. There he, it's so, there. See, people think that I'm on Google. I have some sort of special deal with Google. Yes, they bought a brick once. There we go. There's a Satanist. Do what thou wilt. That's great. Let's see.
You keep doing this, we'll be out by Friday.
All right, looky here. Get your brick. That's nice. Sussman Insurance. Just here's the phone number in case you're walking through the lobby and you're worried a brick might fall on you.
Yeah. Or listen, a runaway car comes through the front of the brick twit house.
There you go. We got a number for you. No, actually.
All you do, just look out. You just have someone run out and point to the brick.
I'm trying to remember, actually, I know this guy. He's a great guy. He's a big supporter and a podcaster himself. So I think it's great.
Is it high up on the wall?
It's at the top.
Good. Okay. Well, then the car won't hit it. So
yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah. Congratulations, yeah. Twits from the Ayala family. Michelle Thomas in memory of. See, we had a number of in memory of, which I thought was really nice, you know.
I think that's great.
Which means we can never take the wall down. I think state law forbids it. The Aaliyah family, stay gold. I like that. There's one for Donald. We'll miss you, Donald Gabriel. TerryTeach.com. Long live Twip Charles Cup.
How did you decide how to put them up? Did you just do it randomly?
We threw them up in the air, and whatever they came down.
That was a terrible idea. I remember the ambulance were there and medics. And
here's one. Looking for twins separated at birth. Keep looking, because that's not going to go very far, I don't think. And he didn't even include a picture, you know.
That's great.
This is fun. I mean, what's really, I actually like to go out there, wander through the garden of bricks, stumbling.
And you don't have to water them either, which
toe.
Is good.
Yeah, it's great. So thank you, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you just did a year's
work. Here's a guy who doesn't even know how to spell twit, which is nice. So that's good. good. Drug price info. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Thanks for all you do, David. These are nice. NetCat Studio, Steve, Dave, Mike, Terry Teed, Loyal Twit. This is
increase
good.
Increase the size of your sex organ. Boy, you didn't turn anybody.
I think anybody who wants to buy a brick ought to buy one. Okay. Ought to buy one. And if you're asking How much for a brick? Can't buy them. Can't buy them. We're done. We are not selling any more bricks. So,
but I have index cards for the wall of Disneyland.
You want to buy an index card? Well, that's a matter.
They're just a buck.
That's another matter entirely. Another matter entirely. Thank you, my friend. It's been a great
pleasure.
Thank you,
sir. It's
always
great fun.
And I guess the best we can hope for is to see you again here next week.
I'll be here.